أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن شاء الله we'll continue تفسير سورة الزلزلة سورة 99 I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite the surah another time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. As we said that surah in the previous session, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that whoever recite Surah Al-Zalzala as if he had recited half of the Holy Quran because of its importance, it is Surah 99, that it is showing us that as if it is indicating that everything stops at a certain time, and that time that everything stops is when the big earthquake going to happen, and that earthquake that going to shake the whole earth means shaking the whole universe, because the earth is part of this universe. And as we have said in the previous session that Ibn Abbas, when he was explaining, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shake it, the earth from its bottom. And as we said, the bottom, there is no bottom or top or high and top or bottom of world of the earth, because it's round, it's a sphere. But the bottom of that sphere means the place that the center of that sphere, of the center of that circle, the center of this earth is what it's holding it together. And what is that center? Its axle is the axle that it is spinning around, that it's holding it totally together. When Allah wants to shake the earth, He let that axle to go out. Means that axle that coming on the globe. You see, when you buy it in a bookstore, you find it set up like that, and you push it by your hand, it turns. It's hanging through two axles, one axle from bottom and top. When that axle goes, that is the bottom of earth, is the inside of it. When it goes, no, nothing can hold the earth anymore. It's moving in space like asteroids. And when it moves, it's spinning in a high speed that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it in the hadith that we have mentioned in the previous session. Only we summarize a little bit of previous session. He said that, in narrated by Muslims, that Abu Huraira said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the earth will throw up, means its vomit, what is inside it. And he described the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1400 years as we know it today. He said, like a cylinder. Cylinder, you know the cylinder. It's round from bottom, round from top, and it is connected to each other. And anything that spin, if a circle, like the earth, when, because it is spinning, it's become oval. So if it spin more, it's become more oval, and more oval, and more oval, it become a cylinder. And Prophet ﷺ described it 1400 years like a cylinder that it will be, means it is going to spin in a high speed. When it's spinning, it is throwing out all what is inside it. And what is inside it is residues of a human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran. He's saying that وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. When that earth shaking, all what is inside it is going to come out. Everything that it is inside the earth, all these small coccyx that Prophet ﷺ described that they will never die. When judgment day come, Allah make heaven to rain sperm, and they connect with their coccyx, and the human being comes. At that time, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. A human being is going to say, what's going on? What's happening to earth? Look what Prophet described the earth. Today, I will come to it. Today, we are hearing a lot of people saying, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. Who is saying this today? Who? You say, raise your voice. Western people. Huh? Not only Western people. Who say Mother Earth or Mother Nature? Hindus, Buddhists. When they describe Earth, they say Mother Earth or Mother Nature. Look what Prophet ﷺ said 1400 years. From whom they took this word? In a hadith related to Prophet ﷺ by Tabarani, and is mentioned in Ad-Durr al-Mansur, page 646, that Prophet ﷺ said, تَحَفَّظُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّكُمْ. Be aware of the earth, because it's your mother. Mother earth, they say. Prophet said, Mother earth. Why mother? Because mother carry the children in her womb, means the mother is carrying the new generations. Means earth will be carrying every human being, every living species or non-living is carried on this earth. When Allah wanted to create it, Adam, he sent Sayyidina Jibreel on earth to take powder, dust from earth to bring it, and Allah molded it. Means earth is the origin of the body, not of the soul. Soul is from Bahrul Qudra, from the ocean of power. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, from that ocean. So Prophet was the first to describe earth as the mother, means carrying. As the mother carry the children, the earth is carrying human being inside. And that's why he said it's like a cylinder. Everything is held inside. Means it's keeping turning cylinder, because the earth spin. As it spin, it's round. So as it spin, it became oval. elongated at the end. So as it spins more, it becomes cylinder. Means it keep on centrifuging itself, centrifuging what is inside. It like doctors want to take blood to test the blood. What you do? You take the blood, you put it in a cylinder. Typical of what Prophet described 1500 years now, 1424 years. He described it like a blood test being today taken from a person to be tested. They put it in centrifuge and shake it. Why they shake it? Because they are bringing what is inside and making that blood able to live in order to be tested, or else it will be blood not worth anything, is not? And they keep it to turn, and all these living species, they are going to be inside this earth that is turning, but you are not feeling it because you are turning with it. And Prophet described it before everyone described that scientific discovery. He said, be careful, be aware from your mother earth. No one does good or do bad except Mother Earth is going to speak on him, or what you say, speaking on people in the judgment day in front of Allah. It's going to witness what they have done. Allahu Akbar. Yawma idhin tuhaddithu akhbaraha. At that time it brings its information. To bring the information. Look, the English commentary on that word, what they said, tafsir of that word. Allah, Allah. He said, man will say, what is the matter? What's going on, Mother Earth? And then he say, Allah, no, is going to tell on you what you have done. That day it will declare its information about all that happened over it of good or evil, because your Lord will inspire it. It's going to give the information. Who gives information today? If you want information, what you do? You go to computer. Allah is showing you, because we are near judgment day now. Allah bringing all these scientific issues on scientists to discover, because we are at the end of these days. Whatever on earth was downloaded, it will upload it. Bring everything what is being downloaded in it, from the amal of a human being, it will upload them back. And men will say, what's going on? What's going on? This is what you have done. I have kept it for you. I kept whatever you have done in your dunya. You thought there is no one recording? I'm recording. Allah ordered me to record. Like a computer. You download everything, and later what you do? After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, you need information, what you do? Press but one button, upload them. This if you don't have worms. If you have worm on your computer, because all of you are on the same network. On shaitan network, all of us. We are on the same network. We are struggling, some of us we are struggling, but there are a lot of holes that these worms can come in, and blasters, they have blastering. What they do? They blaster send all kind of garbage email. It goes through your all list of emails. It check it and find it. These blasters, you know these blasters? Or you don't know computers? Like me, I don't know computers. So it goes through your old emails and find them one by one, and blaster them. This is your nafs, your ego. Go inside, check all these years what you have been encountered with people, all this their bad amal, negative energy is coming on you. What happened? Our ego comes and throw on everyone, wherever inside it, blastering them. So, Mother Nature, as Prophet described, Ummukum, Al-Ard Ummukum, your mother is going to bring by Allah's order, cannot say no. He's not going to blaster you with something you didn't do. He's going to bring everything we have done. Who is safe? Tell me. Who is safe? What you can say there? When your skin is going to witness on you, when your hands going to witness on you, when your feet, legs going to witness on you, when your body going to witness on you, when your mother earth going to witness on you, where you are going to hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How you have capacity or capability to raise your head and say, I'm engineer, I am administrator, I am chief executive, I am chicken, I am rooster, I am peacock, I am doctor, I am carpenter. No, nothing there. There nothing. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can stand up? Prophets will be shaking. How we are wasting our lives? Why? For what reason? Awliya Allah, they knew that. Immediately they run away. They hide themselves. One wali said, Ya Rabbi, my age now, since I was being the day that I have been mature, means around 15 of years of age, till today, now I am 55, mean 40 years, I didn't have in my heart except you. My heart never thought about anyone in 1 second, in a moment. I never thought about anyone except you, and my tongue and my heart was remembering you in all these 40 years that I, after I became mature. Ya Rabbi, if you want, if my heart going to go astray, take me. If my heart going to be away from you, take me from this dunya. I don't want. These are people who can be saved. We, what we? We are nothing. Every one of us becomes angry. Every one of us want to fight. Every one of us wants to be invited for a dinner. Every one of us wants to be sitting on the main table. Everyone wants to be sitting on the main chair. Every one of us wants to be sitting on to be president or king. For what? Why the responsibility? Be nothing. It is said that عن الحكم رضي الله عنه, he said that I saw Abu Umayya, one of the Sahaba, praying in Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca. His obligation, after he finished his fard obligation, He began to pray here and here and here and here and here, everywhere praying two rakats, moving from one place to another. They asked him, what you are doing? He said, When I was praying, I read in my prayer Surah Al-Zalzala. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Until the verse يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, means I read these verses. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burden, and men will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information about all that happened over it, good or evil. I want that Mother Earth, this earth, will witness for me that I have prayed here and here and here and here because I am praying on earth. They were moving, and that's why you see when we pray in a masjid, after you finish the obligation behind the imam, what people do? They spread out and everyone begin to pray somewhere. Why? Because of that hadith. That moving, praying from, to make the earth to witness for you in judgment day that you prayed for me, that you prayed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you made sajda here. That dirt is going to witness for us. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu said that that surah 99, زلزلت الأرض زلزالها سورة الزلزلة, was revealed to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was sitting beside him. As soon as Prophet read it, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was crying. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, why you are crying, Ya Abu Bakr? He said, that surah made me to cry. He said, don't cry. Why you are crying? He said, that surah is going, means we are going to be lost. Because at the end of the surah, it says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, means whoever makes an atom of good is going to see good. So whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. And whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. He was crying. He said, what's going to happen to us, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Ya Abu Bakr, don't cry. لَوْ لَأَنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ وَتُذْنِبُونَ فَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ لَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةٌ يُخْطِئُونَ وَيُذْنِبُونَ فَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. He said, if you were not do mistakes and repent and Allah forgive you, Allah will create a nation for me that they will do mistakes and do sins, and he will forgive them because of his mercy. So don't worry. As long as you repent, don't worry. Don't worry about that the earth is going to mention what you have done, because he said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ Ibn Abbas, when he was explaining that who makes an atom of good or a bad, he will see it. He said, قال, لَيْسَ مِنْ مُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا كَافِرٍ عَمَلَ خَيْرًا وَلَا شَرًّا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا أَرَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّهِ. A mu'min or kafir did something wrong or good in dunya, Allah is going to show it to him. But the mu'min, فَيُرِيهُ اللَّهُ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَسَيِّئَاتِهِ, he is going to show him his good amal and his bad amal, and he is going to forgive him from his bad amal. And he is going to reward him for his good amal. Means if you are a Muslim and a mu'min, and you did something wrong, no one is perfect. and you are doing something good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive you from your bad amal, and you are going to reward you from your good amal. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed that surah, it was, the number of that surah is 99. It's not 100. It's 99. Nine, if you add 9 and 9, is 18. 8 and 1 is 9. So that 9 is in numerology considered 0, because it goes up to 10 directly. So 9, in when you add numbers, it add up 0. So it means it's indicating that at that time there is no more amal to be done in dunya. It's become everything 0. What you have done, you have done. What you didn't do, you didn't do. It's coming judgment day. Means إِذَا زُلْزِلَةُ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالًا, when everything become 0. Submission to Allah completely. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. Allah say, after He put everything on earth in dust, He will say, to whom is the kingdom today? And it is said, Allah answer Himself by Himself, it is for Me. No one can raise his head. And He said, it is half of the Quran. It's half, you read it as if you have read half of the Quran. 9 and 9 are two identical numbers. And 99 are the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have encompassing everything. They are the 99 names are the Holy Quran. 99 names is Allah's names and attributes. So that surah, Allah made it to be 99 to indicate to us that there is something important in it. It's haddul fasil, it's the limit line between dunya and akhirah. That is it. And how many verses is it? How many verses in Surah Al-Zalzala? 8. Add Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to it, become 9. 9 verses is 1/9 of the 99. That's why in every verse with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is 9, means it is half of the two identical, the 99 means it's half of Asma'ullah al-Husna. That's why if you add what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and we said it in the previous session, let me repeat it. And Ibn Abbas, قال Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Abbas said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إذا زلزلت سورة الزلزلة تعدل نصف القرآن. It's equivalent to half of the Quran. So means two surah al-Zalzala, what become? The whole Quran. So it's two. Put two. وقال وقل هو الله أحد تعدل ثلث القرآن. قل هو الله أحد is equal to 1/3 of the Quran. Means three قل هو الله أحد is the whole Quran. Now we are in number 5. Two from Surah al-Zalzala become one, equal to one, as if you have read the whole Quran. Three of قل هو الله أحد as if you have read the Holy Quran. So it's 5. In the same hadith, that's one hadith of Prophet. He is giving it continuation of the hadith. And he said, وَقُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ is you, if you read Surah Al-Kafirun, it's 1/4 of the Quran. Means you have to read 4 times to become what? Full Quran. So add 2 Zalzala, 3 Ikhlas, And four kafirun, what become?
Nine.
And that hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned these three surahs behind each other, and it comes to nine. And the surah al-Zalzala is nine verses. Surah al-Zalzala is 99 in its numbers, where it comes at the end of the Holy Quran, 99. So means al-Zalzala 2, Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3, and Kafirun 4, it's 9, means you have that number 9. And why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned them behind each other means anyone who can look into it, he will understand, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran there is Ismullah al-Azam. Means in these three surahs, Ismullah al-Azam appear. That's why the equivalent Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them importance. And if you look at these three surahs, you look, they are indicating one thing, the greatness of Allah. Zalzala is showing the Akhirah, means dunya is ending, coming to Akhirah. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, indicating the oneness of Allah. Kafirun is indicating that there is no religion except Islam. So all of them, the three, are indicating to one thing. Judgment Day, Akhirah, Allah's oneness, and Islam. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Because Surah Al-Kafirun, Qul ya ayyuha al-Kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. O unbeliever, I'm not praying what you are praying. You have your own religion, I have my own religion. This is coming from six pillars of Iman. They are in these three surahs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us. And inshallah in the second session we'll continue the final tafsir of that surah. And we go to another surah inshallah. Bi hurmatil habib, bi hurmatil fatiha.